Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 463-888-9054.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law. And in today's video, I'm going to unravel the intricacies of divorce laws in Indiana. A journey that will leave you better equipped to navigate this potentially challenging terrain. So, why wait? Let's dive straight in. First, let's address the most burning question. What are the grounds for divorce in Indiana? Well, Indiana is a no-fault divorce state, which means you can file for divorce on the grounds of an irretrievable breakdown of the marriage. You may also file on grounds of felony conviction, impotency, or incurable insanity of your spouse. Next up is the process of equitable distribution. In the Hoosier state, marital assets are divided into a fair and equitable manner during a divorce. Key factors the court considers include the length of the marriage, age, health of the parties, and their contributions to the marital property. Remember, your separate property is generally safe from this distribution. But what about alimony, you ask? In Indiana, it's known as maintenance and is granted under specific circumstances. Say if a spouse is incapacitated and doesn't have sufficient property to provide for their needs. The court also examines a variety of factors, such as the length of the marriage and the earning capacity of each party when determining maintenance. Children, they bring joy, but in the event of a divorce, child-related matters can become a tad bit complex. The key areas of focus in Indiana include child custody, visitation, and child support guidelines. Child custody and visitation are determined based on the best interest of the child, with factors like the child's age, relationships, and adjustment to their community considered. Child support, on the other hand, follows the income share model. This model factors in both parents' incomes, their expenses, and the time spent with the child. In essence, it's a fair and appropriate way to cater to the needs of the child. So what about the divorce process itself? In Indiana, you have three options: DIY divorce, online divorce services, and hiring an attorney. It's essential to consider your specific circumstances, budget, and the complexity of your case when choosing an option. Remember, understanding the pros and cons of each option will lead to a smooth and efficient divorce process. And finally, how do you initiate the process? Well, the first step in filing for divorce in Indiana is submitting a petition for dissolution of marriage with the court. This document includes crucial information such as the date of your marriage and the county in which each spouse resides. Well, thanks for watching. To learn more about Indiana divorce, check out the article links below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 463-888-9054. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Indiana. Thanks again for watching.